Hi, this is Maggie Adkins, EFT Master. I want to welcome everyone to this Inner Dialogues with EFT call. First, the disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. Anything that's said on this recording is for information only. If you have a physical problem, please see your medical expert. And if you listen to anything on the CD beyond this disclaimer that I'm saying right now, you are automatically agreeing to hold me, Maggie Adkins, harmless from anything that could happen to you while you're doing Inner Dialogues with EFT. Inner Dialogues with EFT is being recorded in December 2007. All recorded materials are copyrighted by Maggie Adkins, and any unauthorized duplication is strictly prohibited. For more information, people can go to www.maggieadkins.com.au, and in Australia, call 08-8388-3997. I will first describe a bit about the Inner Dialogues, then I'll work with each of you for a short while. And everyone will be doing borrowing benefits to receive the benefit of all that happens with other participants. So while you're doing the borrowing benefits, it'd be good if you had paper and pen available, because you may have an insight or get more information about your own issues that could come up as I'm working with other participants. At the very end, we'll have a short time for questions and answers, and we have an hour to do all this. So you have a choice as to which inner dialogues you would like to do, and I'll explain that in just a few moments. Is that all okay with everyone?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, good. Now I'd like for everybody to mute their phone while I describe what we'll be doing this evening. Star 6 will mute your phone so there's no background noise from your location. Okay, so if everyone would do that, and then as I work with each one of you individually, I'll ask you to do star 6 and unmute your phone. Okay, I hear all the beeps. The concept for inner dialogues is to make friends, create a new and better relationship with whatever part of you is presenting a problem or issue. Typically, when the body presents an issue such as pain, we tend to isolate it and blame it rather than give it our wholehearted nurturing and care. When we can release blame and judgment and reassure whatever part of us that has the problem or issue, whether it's the whole body, part of the body, our inner child, I believe that's when the body's natural healing ability can truly come into play and be the most powerful that it can be. Adversely, I believe that when we are in blame and judgment of our body or our inner child, the body's natural healing abilities may be shut down or at least slowed down. I do not do inner dialogues with all my clients. However, when it's appropriate, it can be quite revealing as well as healing. So there are four basic categories, everyone. The first one is whole body dialogues, for when the whole body is exhibiting general issues such as tiredness, lack of passion, pain, chronic fatigue, body sensitivities to outside influences such as allergies. And most of us, I believe, have been taught to judge and blame the body when it limits us through pain or being immobilized. Just take that example of when you hit your big toe the last time. Did you hold that toe and say, I love you, you poor baby, you're in so much pain. Oh, I wish I could take the pain away. You are so wonderful to carry me around everywhere you do. I doubt it. We probably make a fairly awful sound and run around trying to ignore it and isolate it from us. Again, I feel judgment and blame interrupts the body's natural healing abilities, which is a big reason why we do the inner dialogues. And it's time for all of us to make very good friends with this body of ours that's the vessel that allows us to be on this planet. Pinpoint body dialogues is working with a specific organ or system in the body, such as a broken limb, a pancreas if someone has diabetes, maybe metabolism, immune system. And I suggest working with the whole body first if someone's going to do a pinpoint body dialogue, and then asking the body if it's okay to talk to the pancreas or whatever part you want to talk to. Now, the inner child dialogues is for when the inner child is not integrated with the whole being, which I think is what's supposed to happen. But in order to have that integration between adult and inner child, there has to be safety, nurturance, and trust. And lots of times, instead, there is a lack of safety, a lack of play. If we've been too serious in our lifetime, if we think we have to, for instance, do all of our work before we can play, which of course may never happen, the inner child may be just sitting there throwing a tantrum, tapping its fingernails, saying, okay, when am I going to be taken care of? When am I going to be heard? And when we are run by an inner child that's in fear or having a tantrum, we are all being run by a 5-year-old. It is not a pretty sight. So that's the third way of doing inner dialogue. The fourth way, which isn't as common as the first three I've described, is the saboteur. The saboteur could be, like I had one client who said, it's like I have a brick wall between my body and my head. And there's nothing that can go between the two. I don't know how my body feels. Or it's like a black void in my solar plexus. Or I feel like I have a vice around my head. Or there's a hole in my belly or a tightness somewhere. So that would be the saboteur. Okay, so all the scenarios I just described could most probably use a new beginning, a relationship that's nurturing and allows the body its natural healing process. So let us go ahead and start doing the inner dialogues. Some of you have already experienced them, and for those of you who haven't, they're done with simply continual tapping, beginning with the karate chop point and going through all the points of the shortcut version, and I will lead people as we go along. Now, when I do an entire session with a client, I often go from inner dialogues to working with, say, a specific trauma or event that comes up. Then I might go back to the inner dialogues and get feedback from that body or that inner child. And then there may be a body sensation or an emotion comes up. So it's really like a dance between what I'll call traditional EFT with the setup and then going through the remainder phrase at the rest of the points, and doing the inner dialogues, which is simply continually tapping and having a conversation. So that's how it works. Now, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to start with, who was first on the line? I can't even think. It was Pam. Pam, would you unmute your phone, please? Are you there? Star 6 will unmute your phone.
Yes, hello, Maggie.
Okay, hi there. And for everyone else, stay muted, please, and that way you can repeat what Pam and I are saying for the borrowing benefits, and neither Pam nor I will hear you, okay? So I'll lead my client and everybody else will tap along. Pam, do you know what you want to work with this evening?
The body.
The body,
yeah, the
okay.
The whole body, I think, to start with, yeah.
The whole body, okay. And what about the body do you want to work with? What's that?
It's tired.
Tired.
Yeah.
Okay. Tired. Do you have any idea why it's tired?
It's had enough.
It's had enough. Okay. All right. Now, what we'll do is we'll just start, and anything you want to add, Pam, that gives more information, feel free to add right just so that I have that information.
Yep.
It's had enough, what, of work?
Yeah, of work and struggle.
Work and struggle. Okay. All right. Well, I probably know enough about what you're talking about to be dangerous, so we'll just start. Now, I'm not going to use an intensity meter for this. I use the intensity meter quite often with regular EFT, and this evening I'm not going to be using it for the inner dialogues, but I do think the intensity meter is quite a good thing, and I do use it most of the time. Okay, so I just wanted to qualify that. So we'll start with the karate chop point. Everybody else tap along. And repeat after me, Pam. Hello, body.
Hello, body.
It's me.
It's me.
I know I don't usually talk to you quite so directly.
I know I don't usually talk to you quite so directly.
Top of the head. I usually just blame you for being tired. Eyebrow. I say, oh, I'm so tired of being tired.
I am so tired of being tired.
Side of the eye. And with that carries a judgment.
And with that carries a judgment.
Under the eye. To my body.
To my body.
That says you should always be there for me.
That says you should always be there for me.
Under the nose. I want to have more energy.
I want to have more energy.
Under the lips. And yet, body.
And yet, body.
As I'm talking to you now.
As I'm talking to you now.
Collarbone, I know I've made some decisions.
I know I've made some decisions.
That are quite draining for us.
That are quite draining for us.
Under the arm, and you are wearing them.
And you are wearing them.
Karate chop points. So day after day.
So day after day.
I wake up.
I wake up.
And there are some good things, of course.
And there are some good things, of course.
Top of the head. But a lot of times I just say, I have had enough.
But a lot of times I just say, I have had enough.
Eyebrow, I don't want to go to the shop.
I don't want to go to the shop.
Side of the eye, I do want the house to sell.
I do want the house to sell.
Under the eye, I want all this to be behind me.
I want all of that behind me.
Under the nose, so I bring a lot of heaviness to our day.
so I bring a lot of heaviness to our day.
Under the lips, and I'm apologizing right now.
And I'm apologizing right now.
Collarbone, and I want you to know.
And I want you to know.
Under the arm, that I could never make those same decisions.
I could never make those same decisions.
Karate chop point, that put us in this place.
That put us in this place.
I made those decisions years ago.
I made those decisions years ago.
And it's been so hard to get out of them.
And it's been so hard to get out of them.
Top of the head, but you know I've been doing my best.
But you know I've been doing my best.
And you know I've been making better decisions.
And you know I've been making better decisions.
Eyebrow point. And you know I've been standing on my own two feet recently.
And you know I've been standing on my own two feet.
Side of the eye. So I'm apologizing for the past.
So I'm apologizing for the past.
Under the eye and all the things I've done that have tired you out.
And all the things I've done that have tired you out.
Under the nose. And I'm asking your forgiveness.
And I'm asking your forgiveness.
And for you to trust me one more time.
And you to trust me one more time.
Under the lips. So please tell me now that you can forgive me.
So please tell me now that you can forgive me.
Collarbone, and that you know I'll do much better.
And that you'll know I'll do much better.
Okay, now see what the body tells you, Pam. Tap under the arm, just quietly. Karate chop point. And let me know when you get something. Top of the head. And it could say no way, so that's valid also.
Yep.
Eyebrow point.
Bit of disbelief.
It's a disbelief?
Yep.
Okay, side of the eye. Thank you for letting me know how you feel.
Thank you for letting me know how you feel.
Under the eye. And I don't blame you.
And I don't blame you.
Under the nose. I know I have a long way to go.
I know I have a long way to go.
To be credible with you.
To be credible with you.
Under the lips. But no, it is my heartfelt intention.
But know that it is my heartfelt intention.
Collarbone, to treat you better.
To treat you better.
To be energizing for you.
To be energizing for you.
Under the arm. To have room for real play.
To have room for real play.
And real nurturance.
And real nurturance.
Are you laughing or crying?
I'm laughing.
Karate, are you laughing because it's a lie?
It's a lie.
Karate chop point. And even though I know I'm lying.
Even though I know I'm lying.
And I'm not supposed to repeat it if it's a lie.
And I'm not supposed to repeat it if it's a lie.
Top of the head, but I'm not sure what the truth is.
But I'm not sure what the truth is.
Eyebrow. The truth is.
The truth is.
That I finally figured out.
That I finally figured it out.
Side of the eye. That as long as I'm blaming you.
That as long as I'm blaming you.
And you're blaming me.
And you're blaming me.
Under the eye. We won't be able to heal this tiredness.
We won't be able to heal this tiredness.
Under the nose. You and I coming together.
You and I coming together.
In trust.
In trust.
At least in talking to each other again.
At least in talking to each other again.
Under the lips. And giving each other a chance.
And giving each other a chance.
Collarbone is probably one of the most powerful things we could do.
Probably one of the most powerful things we could do.
In this lifetime.
In this lifetime.
In the world.
In the world.
Under the arms. So I'm asking you.
So I'm asking you.
To give me another chance.
To give me another chance.
And to let me know.
And to let me know.
When I make decisions you don't like.
When I make decisions you don't like.
Karate chop point. Or when you need something from me.
Or when you need something from me.
Top of the head. I'd like to know right now.
I'd like to know right now.
Eyebrow, if there's one thing I can do for you.
If there's one thing I can do for you.
That would help us.
That would help us.
Under the eye, what might it be?
What might it be?
And under the nose, just see if you get an answer. Under the lips.
Feed it better.
Huh?
Feed it better.
It's what?
Feed it better. More
feed me better. Collarbone. I have heard your request.
I have heard your request.
And know I'm going to do my best.
And know I'm going to do my best.
To give you what you want.
To give you what you want.
Under the arm. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you for talking to me.
Okay. So how was that?
Yeah, no, that's good. I can feel a lift, definitely a lift.
Okay, and the thing, okay, a lift, and what else did you say?
I feel lighter.
Good.
My energy.
Now, here's the thing. We don't have a lot of time tonight, as you know, and I wanted there to be a variety of different people, so that was the decision I made. But
yep.
What's happened with you, it seems like you know that the body doesn't trust you.
Yep.
I don't know that that's new information, but it's information, and
yep.
the body wants to be fed better.
Yep.
And so do you think you might do this again?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you might want to do after we hang up is to, and you'll be doing borrowing benefits with everyone else, so some things may shift. When we hang up, I would do at least a quick round with the body and say, hi, it's me again, you know, at the Karate Chop point and so on.
Yep.
I am listening, and I know we need to be closer, and I really want you to trust me. I'm going to do my best to feed you better, and we're going to talk again either tomorrow or the next day or at 5 p.m. Friday or whatever. The
yep.
thing is that once you say when you're going to do it, if you're going to break that agreement, you have to let the body know by going in and tapping again.
Yep.
Okay, so we wouldn't not show up if we were going to have a couple with our friend without a call, and we need to stop not showing up for our body.
Yep.
So that's how I would take this a little bit further.
Yep.
Okay, are you happy with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. So I want you to mute, and I want, who's next? Kay, to unmute, if you will.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Kay. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Did that mean anything for
yes,
you, what we did
really
with...
good. I was going to work with the whole body, but now I can personalize it a little bit more.
Okay, good.
I want to work with the feeling of dread in my stomach.
Okay. And do you have any idea of why it's there?
It just feels like dread and fear. It's a constant sort of on-alert fear.
Okay. On alert fear. Okay. Now, be sure to, like Pam's laughed at it, she took me someplace else. Be sure if I'm off track, because I'm simply using my intuition, and with five of you on the phone, sometimes it gets a little mixed up, and sometimes, you know, everybody, I don't know of anybody that has 1,000% with their intuition. So I'm feeling my way along here, and if I'm not headed up the right track, let me know, or if there's anything you want to add at any point, let me know, okay?
Thanks, Maggie.
Okay. So everyone else, tap along, Karate Chop Point. Hello, body.
Hello, body.
It's me.
It's me.
And I know you're probably upset with me.
And I know you're probably upset with me.
But I want you to know.
But I want you to know.
I'm doing absolutely the best I can.
I'm doing absolutely the best I can.
Top of the head. And I've had these realizations recently.
And I've had these realizations recently.
Eyebrow. That you are the vessel.
That you are the vessel.
That allows us to be on this planet.
That allows us to be on this planet.
Alive and kicking.
Alive and kicking.
Side of the eye. And we've got a lot more of that to do.
And we've got a lot more of that to do.
Under the eye. And so, first of all, I want to apologize to you.
And first of all, I want to apologize to you.
Under the nose. For all the times I've made it difficult.
For all the times I've made it difficult.
For you to do your job well for me.
For you to do your job well for me.
Under the lips. I know I've had dread.
I know I've had dread.
And it fits in my stomach sometimes.
And it fits in my stomach sometimes.
Collarbone. Is it there right now, Kay?
Yes.
And it's there right now.
And it's there right now.
And I'm not even sure what message it has.
And I'm not even sure what message it has.
Under the arm. And I wish I could hear you clearer.
And I wish I could hear you clearer.
Karate Chop Point. It's like it's a be on alert fear.
It's like a be on alert fear.
Eyebrow, which tells me that I haven't kept you safe in the past.
I haven't kept you safe in the past.
Eyebrow, I've allowed you to be criticized. Side of the eye, and blamed. Under the eye, which has just kind of mowed you down. Under the nose, and now there's a dread. Having to be alert all the time. Fear.
Of what might be said next.
Under the lips. But I want you to notice That I'm here for you.
That I'm here for you.
And you haven't been criticized by anybody else for a long time.
And you haven't been criticized by anybody else for a long time.
Collarbone. So let's make that their problem.
So let's make that their problem.
Whoever that was.
Whoever that was.
And know that we love each other.
And know that we love each other.
Under the arm, and I do love you.
And I do love you.
Even though I haven't been able to show it very well.
Even though I haven't been able to show it very well.
Karate chop point. And I know.
And I know.
That together.
That together.
When we come together in healing.
That when we come together in healing.
Top of the head. There will be no more powerful force on this universe.
There will be no more powerful force on this universe.
Eyebrow. Dread in my stomach.
Dread in my stomach.
Side of the eye. I'm sure you were there for a good reason at one time.
I'm sure you were there for a good reason at one time.
Under the eye. You were a message.
You were a message.
That said, K, back up.
That said, K, back up.
Under the nose, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Under the lips, don't let that happen.
Don't let that happen.
Collarbone, but I had no experience.
But I had no experience.
And how to listen to you.
Of how to listen to you.
And so the dread grew.
And so the dread grew.
And now I really feel it.
And now I really feel it.
Under the arm, but please notice.
But please notice.
There hasn't been much to dread lately.
There hasn't been much to dread lately.
I karate chop point. So maybe just for a little while.
So maybe just for a little while.
Top of the head. The next 24 hours.
The next 24 hours.
Eyebrow. Let's not have to be on alert.
Let's not have to be on alert.
Side of the eye. Let's just know.
Let's just know.
That we will be treated well.
That we will be treated well.
By each other.
By each other.
Under the eye. Do you think that can happen, body?
Do you think that can happen, body?
Under the nose. And then just see what it says.
It's saying, don't overeat because there's no dread anymore. That's what it wants to say to me.
Ah, under the lips. Thank you. Don't overeat.
Don't overeat.
Because there's no dread anymore.
Because there's no dread anymore.
Collarbone. So is the dread now about overeating?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the fear that, yes.
Okay. And is that okay with you?
Yes. It's because I think there's going to be a dread, so I'm on alert.
So then you're overeating.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Under the arm. Thank you so much for this message.
Thank you so much for this message.
I am doing the best I can.
I am doing the best I
can. Karate chop point, and it is my heartfelt intent.
And it is my heartfelt intent.
Top of the head, to listen to you.
To listen to you.
Eyebrow, give you what we both need.
Give you what we both need.
Side of the eye, and I know.
And I know.
I may fall back into old patterns.
I may fall back into old patterns.
Under the eye, because I've had them a long time.
Because I've had them a long time.
Under the nose, but know that you have been heard.
But know that you have been heard.
Under the lips, and I honor you.
And I honor you.
Collarbone, and I will do the best I can.
And I will do the best I can.
As I can.
As I can.
Under the arm, and if.
And if. If I go into automatic overeating.
Karate chop point. Please let me know gently.
Please let me know gently.
Top of the head. Maybe you can let me know somehow we don't need to do that anymore.
Maybe you can let me know somehow that we don't need to do that anymore.
Eyebrow. I'm learning.
I'm learning.
Side of the eye. I am doing the best I can.
I am doing the best I can.
Under the eye, and I am listening.
And I am listening.
Under the nose. Do you want to do this again, Kay? Check in?
Another round.
No, again at another time.
Yes.
Okay, under the nose. And you will be hearing from me again?
And you will be hearing from me again.
Under the lips. I'm going to look at my calendar later tonight.
I'm going to look at my calendar later tonight.
Collarbone, and I'll let you know when.
And I'll let you know when.
Because this is worth pursuing.
Because this is worth pursuing.
And I love you.
And I love you.
Under the arm, and I want to take much better care of you.
And I want to take much better care of you.
Okay, is that all right?
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, Maggie.
Okay, how do you feel?
Good.
Okay. Anything else come up?
No, just a good acknowledgement of what it was about.
Okay, good.
For my body.
Okay, good. Good. See what happens to that on alert fear. And I was making things up as I go along, so hopefully a lot of it was right on. And so now your job is to do what you said and to look at your calendar later tonight. You might want to make a note and set up another time. And while you're doing that, just do a quick round and say, okay, I'm back and I'm setting up a time. We'll be talking again, da-da-da-da.
Okay.
You know, Thursday at 5 or something like that. Okay, so if you would go and mute again, and do you have any questions about what we just did?
No, thanks, Maggie.
Okay, sure. Okay, so if you go on mute again, and Bernice, if you would come off mute, my dear. Are you here? Star 6 is what will bring
you.
Okay, hi. How were those for you? Did any of that help you along? Or?
Yes, it did. I tapped along also, and with the first one, I got the message of more play.
Yes, more play.
It's probably pretty appropriate.
Yes. So may I tell just a little bit of your story quickly?
Yes.
Bernice broke her leg, and it has not healed well at all. And one of the things that came up in another session, in fact, it was at Highlighting the Masters with, you were with Inchi, weren't you? You were with Inchi Irwin.
With Inchi.
Inchi, I'm sorry, I was saying her name wrong, Inchi. One of the things that came up was that in breaking your leg, you were asking, it was an unconscious request for someone else to jump in and take care, just to test to see if they could do that. And after taking care of so much so long, that was kind of a test, if my wording's okay, and they didn't jump in and take care, and your leg did not heal. Is that correct?
Absolutely right.
Okay, so we need to figure how to bring more nurturing in there. So what's the status right now with your leg? Is that what you wanted to work with, your leg?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I actually came to some realizations only on Saturday that there must be still a part of me that feels a bit let down.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact came in, the thought came into my head because I did some personal tapping, that nobody really took this seriously. So I think my inner child set out to make it really serious, and that still didn't work. So it's counterproductive, but I'd like to tap to give it the message it's okay to heal.
Okay. Well, let's talk to the inner child,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll go right into the leg also,
okay.
into the body also. And now what I want to say, too, is if we were having a full session, I would want to look at when the first time you felt you weren't taken seriously was,
yes.
and go back to that and clear that. And I know you've already done a lot of work on yourself, but it just seems like that would be good.
I agree with that, and I'll make arrangements to do that.
Okay. So when's the first time I felt like nobody took me seriously? Because what we do is then we get this belief that nobody's going to take us seriously, and we keep testing it and testing it and testing it. And finally, you broke your leg. I know that at one point in my life, I didn't know how to say no. I'm not going to tell you all the things I was. I was president of the Horsemen's Association and on this board and this committee and, oh, good heavens, and in theater and working 7 days a week and managing an office with 20-some people. Anyway, what happened is I went off my horse and broke my arm. And what I realized, fortunately, fairly soon after that, I was lucky I didn't break more, was that I had to learn to say no. And it was very tough, and I learned how to say no. And I have very healthy boundaries now, as those of you who know me know. And it took me breaking my arm. So I understand that. It's like my little child was saying, we don't play. I had two horses. I never rode.
Right.
I hadn't ridden in 6 months. I was too busy. So, you know, there we go. All right, so let's start tapping, if that's okay.
Okay.
And do you have a name for your inner child?
No, I've never thought of a name for it.
Okay. Well, just say little one, okay?
Say little one.
And if there's anything that you want to add, by all means, throw it in, all right?
Cool.
Okay, karate chop point. Hello, little one.
Hello, little one. No, I'm thinking poor baby.
Hello, poor baby.
That sounds better. Hello, poor baby.
Hi. I know that, wait a minute. Poor baby sounds so right.
Poor baby sounds so right.
Because I know I haven't treated you well.
I know I haven't treated you well.
Top of the head. And you've probably told me in every way you can.
And you've probably told me in every way you can.
Eyebrow. And I couldn't hear you.
And I couldn't hear you.
Side of the eye. What you needed from me.
What you needed from me.
Under the eye. So finally.
You may have instigated.
Under the nose. My breaking my leg. Under the lips. So I had to stop. And look at what I was doing. Collarbone. And I haven't played enough. And I haven't known how to listen to you. Under the arm. I don't want to give you excuses. And you do know how we were raised. And we were not raised to have fun.
We were definitely not raised to have fun.
Karate Chapel. We were raised to follow rules.
We were raised to follow rules.
And I'm here to say. We're going to be de-ruling our life.
We're going to be breaking them, Maggie.
And there is a precedent. My leg is broken. I'm breaking the rules.
My leg is broken. I'm breaking the rules.
Top of the head. So I'm listening to you.
I'm listening to you.
As best I can.
As best I can.
Eyebrow. I never took you seriously.
I never took you seriously.
Side of the eye. Just like nobody ever took us seriously.
But nobody ever took me seriously.
Under the eye. And while I thought that this leg break.
While I felt that this leg break.
Under the nose. Was going to force someone else to take me seriously. Under the lips. And take better care of me.
Take better care of me.
Which we do deserve.
Which we do deserve.
Collarbone. It didn't happen the way I thought.
It didn't happen the way I thought.
And it's back to us taking care of each other.
And it's back to us taking care of each other.
Under the arms. So know that I'm listening to you.
Know that I'm listening to you.
And I'm going to do my best to take great care of you.
And I'm going to do my best to take great care of you.
Karate Chop Point. And we have to realize.
We have to realize.
That we put ourselves.
We put ourselves.
Amongst people.
Amongst people.
Who have no idea how to nurture themselves.
Who have no idea how to nurture themselves.
Top of the head. So how could they nurture us?
Of course. How could they nurture us?
Yeah, eyebrow. They just have no idea.
They just have no idea.
Side of the eye. So all the time I thought I wasn't being taken seriously.
So all the time I thought I wasn't being taken seriously.
Under the eye. They were incapable.
They were incapable.
Under the nose. There probably wasn't even any intent.
There probably wasn't even any intent.
Under the lips. So here's my promise to you, poor baby.
Here's my promise to you, poor baby.
Collarbone. We're going to be around better people.
We're going to be around better people.
For us.
For us.
More nurturing people.
More nurturing people.
Under the arm. And I'm going to ask you what you need.
And I'm going to ask you what you need.
Karate Chop Point. And one thing that we need together.
And one thing we need together.
Is for this leg to heal. Top of the head. And I promise you.
I promise you.
That whatever energy we can give.
Whatever energy we can give.
Eyebrow. To this leg healing.
To this leg healing.
Together.
Together.
Will be so much more powerful.
Will be so much more powerful.
Side of the eye. Than anything we can do separately.
And anything we can do separately.
Under the eye. So I hope you trust me enough.
I hope you trust me enough.
Under the nose. To come together in this.
To come together in this.
Under the lips, and I ask your forgiveness.
I ask your forgiveness.
Collarbone, for all those times.
For all those times.
I couldn't take you seriously.
I couldn't take you seriously.
Because I just didn't know how.
Because I just didn't know how.
Under the arm, and I'm learning.
I'm learning.
Cry a chop point. So, little one.
Little one.
Let's talk to our leg.
Let's talk to our leg.
Top of the head. Let's do this together.
Let's do this together.
Eyebrow, and you can add whatever you want to say.
Okay.
You're telling the inner child that, and you can add whatever you want to say.
Okay.
All right. Side of the eye. Is there anything you want to say to your leg without me leading?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Just know I'm experiencing a lot of a feeling of energy moving down my leg right now. As we.
Okay. Under the eye. Thank you, little one.
Thank you, little one.
Little, I'm not going to call you poor baby anymore.
I'm not going to call you poor baby. It's got the message. That
yeah. Under the nose.
Sensing.
I can already feel a change.
I can already feel a change.
Under the lips. The energy is moving.
The energy is moving.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Leg.
Leg.
It's okay to heal now.
It's okay to heal.
Under the arm. We're going to move forward.
We're going to move forward.
Karate Chop Point in a healthier way for all of us.
In a healthier way for all of us.
Top of the head. So know that I'm paying attention.
Know that I'm paying attention.
Eyebrow. To what my body needs.
To what my body needs.
And what you, my leg, needs.
And what you, my leg, needs.
Under the eye. And my little child.
My little child.
Under the nose. Time for us all to come together.
Time for us all to come together.
Under the lips. Now, Bernice, do you think you'll do this kind of tapping again?
Oh, definitely I will.
Okay. So... Little one,
leg,
all the parts of me.
And all the parts of me.
collarbone, that haven't been taken seriously.
That haven't been taken seriously.
Know that I love you.
Know that I love you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
And I'll be back.
And I'll be back.
Under the arms. So later tonight, I'll look in my calendar book.
I'll look in my calendar.
And we'll create a time to do this again.
We'll create a time to do this again.
Thank you for being with me.
Thank you for being with me.
Okay, how was that?
Thank you, Maggie.
Huh?
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Any comments or?
Just a sense of reassurance. And
good.
A sense of more energy in that leg.
Now, I know this is all very quick, and it is meant to be a beginning, so let me know what happens later, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so now we go to Judy. So, Bernice, you star 6 to mute again, and Judy, you star 6 to unmute.
Hello.
Hi, Judy. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Has what we've done before, I mean, earlier in this call meant anything to you?
Yes, quite a few of them, actually.
Okay.
The first one was good with the tiredness, and the inner child one hit the mark there, and that was really good.
Okay.
Mm.
How would you like to work now in our time together?
I'd like to pinpoint the body.
Okay.
The bladder.
Okay, with the bladder. And what do you want to say to the bladder?
Work only when you're supposed to.
Do what?
To work only when you're supposed to.
Okay. So is the thing that's happening is peeing, relieving oneself too often?
Yes, just at the inappropriate times. I'm suffering dreadfully from incontinence at the moment.
Okay.
And it's really peeing me off.
Yes, pissing me off. Do you want to say peeing me off or pissing me off?
Pissing me off is good.
Pissing me, you know, when we use, that isn't a swear word really, but it's something that a proper lady may not use. When we use a word that has that kind of energy in it, lots of times it's more powerful because it draws in an emotion. Like, you're pissing me off brings in frustration, maybe anger, maybe with something else, maybe resentment, whereas you're peeing me off being nice doesn't bring that quality in. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
So that's why I was thinking of that. Okay, so we're going to work with the bladder, and we have already worked with the body, so I'm just going to go right in and ask your body if it's okay to work with the bladder. We won't go through, you know, rounds with the body first, okay? Okay, so karate chop point. Hello, body.
Hello, buddy.
It's me again.
It's me again.
You know about this tapping stuff by now.
You know about this tapping stuff by now.
Top of the head, and you know that it's my heartfelt intention.
And you know that it's my heartfelt intention.
Eyebrow, to do well by you.
To do well by you.
Side of the eye, for us to come together.
For us to come together.
In power.
In power.
And in healing.
And healing.
And in nurturance.
And nurturance.
Under the eye, to help each other.
To help each other.
Under the lips. So now I'm asking you.
And now I'm asking you.
Under the lips, if it's okay with you.
If it's okay with you.
Collarbone, if I talk with our bladder.
To, I miss that. If we talk to our bladder.
Under the arm. So see what the body says.
To see what the body says.
No, I'm sorry, I'm saying that. Judy, so see what the body says now. We'll just be quiet.
Okay, just
hear. Sorry.
It's okay.
And then karate chop point.
It's angry.
The body's angry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, top of the head. I hear you're angry.
I hear you're angry.
Eyebrow, I don't blame you.
I don't blame you.
Side of the eye, I know I haven't known how to listen to you.
I know I haven't known how to listen to you.
Under the eye, and I'm doing the best I can.
And I'm doing the best I can.
Under the nose, and I have this sadness coming up.
And I have this sadness coming up.
Under the lips, for all the things that have gone by.
For all the things that have gone by.
Collarbone. So just tap for a moment the collarbone and open your eyes. Under the arm. And just breathe, open your eyes. Karate chop point. Top of the head. Eyebrow, side of the eye. So anger or sadness, which is the bigger emotion? You said anger, and then I...
Probably sadness, I think.
Okay. Under the eye. Under the lips. Under the nose, now under the lips. Collarbone. Body.
Body.
I know you're angry.
I know you're angry.
And it makes me sad.
And it makes me sad.
Under the arm. And I want to hear more.
And I want to hear more.
About whatever you need to tell me.
About whatever you need to tell me.
Karate chop point. I know I haven't been there for you.
I know I haven't been there for you.
Top of the head. I said there were things that had to be done.
I said there were things that had to be done.
Eyebrow point. And I'd be with you later.
And I'd be with you later.
Side of the eye. And later never happened.
And later never happened.
Under the eye. It's so much easier for me to take care of everyone else.
It's so much easier for me to take care of everyone else.
Under the nose. And I am changing my ways.
And I am changing my ways.
Under the lips. So I understand your anger.
So I understand your anger.
And I hear your anger.
And I hear your anger.
And I honor your anger.
And I honor your anger.
Collarbone. And right now.
And right now.
I'm wondering if you will let me talk to the bladder.
And I'm wondering if you will let me talk to the bladder.
Under the arm, which has to do, it's gallbladder that's resentment, isn't it? What's the bladder? Not sure. Okay. So, under the arm, is the body going to let you talk to the bladder?
Yes.
Yes. Karate chop point. Is it being dragged kicking and screaming to that, or is it okay?
No, it's okay.
Okay, good. Karate chop point. Hello, bladder.
Hello, bladder.
We're not getting along so well these days, are we?
We're not getting along so well these days, are we?
Top of the head. You said control.
You said control.
She has no control.
She has no control.
Eyebrow. She just takes care of everybody else.
She just takes care of everybody else.
Side of the eye. Doesn't take care of us.
Doesn't take care of us.
Under the eye. I'll show her what out of control is.
I'll show her what out of control is.
Under the nose. And it's not funny.
And it's not funny. No, it isn't.
Under the lips. There's that joke about the anus.
There's a joke about the anus.
And how if it stops up, it runs the body.
And how it stuffs up, it runs the body.
Collarbone. But you're not stuffed up, and you're running this body.
You're not stuffed up, and you're running this body.
Dribbles all over the place.
Dribbles all over the place.
Kind of like my life.
Kind of like my life.
Under the arm with not much focus.
With not much focus.
Not much left after doing everything else.
Not much left after doing everything.
That I have to do.
That I have to do.
Karate chop point. So bladder.
So bladder.
Know that I'm doing my best.
Know that I'm doing my best.
Top of the head. And I'm going to do my best at controlling myself.
I'm going to do my best at controlling myself.
Eyebrow. When I tend to take care of everyone else.
When I tend to take care of everybody else.
Side of the eye instead of us.
Instead of us.
Under the eye. I promise.
I promise.
Under the nose that I'm going to make some rules around that.
I'm going to make some rules around that.
Under the lips. The last gal needed less rules.
The last gal needed less rules.
I need more rules.
I need more rules.
Collarbone. Time to be focused.
Time to be focused.
And not dribble our energies all over.
And not dribble our energies all over.
Under the arm. Under the arm. I'd like to hear from you.
I'd like to hear from you.
Karate chop point. And see if there's anything you need from me.
To see if there's anything you need from me.
Top of the head. If I could give you one thing.
If I could give you one thing.
What might that be?
What might that be?
Eyebrow. I am listening.
I am listening.
Side of the eye. And just see if you're told anything. Under the eye. Under the nose. Under the lips. Collarbone. Anything coming through?
Just to stand up for myself. Speak up.
Yes. So how do you feel about that? Karate chop point. I hear you asking us me to speak up for us.
I hear you asking me to hear you asking me to speak up for us.
To stand up for myself.
To stand up for myself.
And I know you're right.
And I know you're right.
Top of the head. And I'm going to do my best.
And I'm going to do my best.
Eyebrow. I'm working on changing some of that right now.
I'm working on changing some of that right now.
Side of the eye. And I'd appreciate it.
And I'd appreciate it.
Under the eye. If instead of dribbling all over.
Instead of dribbling all over.
Like I have. Under the nose. If you could teach me a bit about control. Under the lips. And stop pissing me off.
Stop pissing me off.
Collarbone. Actually, I pissed you off. Which is probably why you're doing what you're doing. Under the arm.
I'm going to do my best to take better care of us.
Karate chop point. I have heard you. Top of the head. And do you think you'll do this again, Judy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I will be back. Eyebrow point. This evening after we hang up. Side of the eye. I'll check my calendar. Under the eye. And I'll be back, body. And I'll be back to you, bladder. Under the lips. And I'll do the best I can not to piss you off. Collarbone. And to be more focused instead of dribbling. Under the arm. It's time to speak up for myself. And it's time to stand up for myself. Thank you so much. Okay, how was that? I know it was quick.
Oh, that was great.
Good.
I can really feel the energy changing. Parts of it, I was practically hitting myself.
Ah, I couldn't hear that.
That was great.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, Maggie.
I think that for all of you, and I know that Judy's the only one that can talk to me right now, so far, I mean, I think it would really be prudent and really good for each one of you to continue these dialogues, whether it's once a week, every couple of days. The last thing I want you to think is that you have to do it every day or so often that you're going to miss it or resent it. Do it as you can, as you really want to do it. And when you promise that body or bladder or whatever part of you that you're going to do it, by all means do it, okay? Okay. So anything else, Judy?
No, that's wonderful, Maggie. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I don't have much time for dear Kimberly, but we'll go to her now. So, Judy, if you would mute, and Kimberly, you unmute, my dear. Are you with us, Kimberly?
Hello.
Hi there. So, how are you doing?
Oh, this has been fantastic. I've been able to go along with the whole four people.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you need for us to do right now?
Because
we have time for a couple rounds, and then I want to be able to answer questions.
Yeah. The thing was it's just that little girl, girls don't get angry stuff is still coming up.
Oh, well, let's do that, because that'll help everybody.
Yeah.
Okay? Karate chop point. Hello, little one.
Hello, little one.
I know you've gotten so many hard messages in the past.
I know you've had so many hard messages in the past.
Top of the head. And one of the biggies. Is good girls don't get angry. Eyebrow. Nice girls don't get angry. Side of the eye. And I want to make it clear right now. Under the eye that's all hogwash. Under the nose. You've known it all along. Under the lips. Anger arises uninvited. Collarbone. It lets us know how we feel about something. Under the arm. If we saw a man beating his dog. We might get angry. I would hope so. Karate chop. The point is not to go up and then beat on the man. The anger rises uninvited. Top of the head. What's really important. Is what we do with it. Eyebrow. Little girl. The people who taught you that little girls don't get angry. Side of the eye. We're terrified of being angry. Under the eye. They thought it meant you had to be violent. Under the nose. They thought it meant you can't be spiritual.
They thought it meant you can't be spiritual.
Under the lips. They thought it meant you can't be with God.
They thought it meant you can't be with God.
Collarbone. But none of that is true.
But none of that is true.
It's all in how we use it.
It's all in how we use it.
Under the arm. Little girl.
Little girl.
We want to be whole.
We want to be whole.
Karate chop point. And I want you to be whole.
And I want you to be whole.
Top of the head. I can handle your anger.
I can handle your anger.
Eyebrow. And I bet.
And I bet.
That as we acknowledge it.
That as we acknowledge it.
Side of the eye. It'll just go away.
It'll just go away.
Under the eye. Maybe not at first.
Maybe not at first.
Because we've been storing some up here.
We've been storing it for a long, long time.
Under the nose. But eventually.
But eventually.
It became very subtle.
It became very subtle.
It will become very subtle.
It will become very subtle.
Under the lips. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
We need to find a pillow to beat.
We need to find a pillow to beat.
Or some safe way to let it up and out.
Or some safe way to let it up and out.
Collarbone, little girl, you're okay.
Little girl, you're okay.
I love you, angry or not.
I love you, angry or not.
And we can deal with it.
And we can deal with it.
Under the arm. Now, Kimberly, do you think you'll be doing some more of the inner dialogue?
Yes.
Okay, under the arm. And I'll be talking to you again soon.
And I'll be talking to you again soon.
Time for us not to be afraid.
Time for us not to be afraid.
Karate chop point. Of our feelings.
Of our feelings.
Eyebrow. Because they tell us so much.
Because they tell us so much.
Eyebrow. Anger may be a warning sign.
Anger may be a warning sign.
Side of the eye. It can be lots of different things.
It can be lots of different things.
Under the eye. It is safe to have anger arise.
It is safe to have anger arise.
Under the nose, I can be a good girl and still have some anger.
I can be a good girl and still have some anger.
Under the lips, nice girls.
Nice girls.
Do get angry at terrible things.
Do get angry at terrible things.
Collarbone, we are whole.
We are whole.
Under the arm, and we can handle our anger.
And we can handle our anger.
As much as any other feeling.
As much as any other feeling.
Okay, how's that?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I want everybody to unmute star 6, except for you, Kimberly. Stay, you know, where you're at, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay. So, everyone, how are you? Are there any questions? Is there anything left undone?
Fine.
Yes, who was that?
Judy.
Okay. Any questions from anybody?
No, that was Bernice. That was good.
Okay.
I got something from each tapping segment.
Good. Good. Okay, well, I want to thank all of you. I know it was pretty quick. It feels like it worked out well, though. I'm really glad I chose the five of you because it feels like you really could give to each other. So that was a stroke of genius that I didn't consciously do.
Well.
Anyway, I want to thank all of you for your trust and willingness to be on this recording. It's really been an honor to work with each one of you. And briefly, we've shown, you know, this is going to help show people how to do inner dialogues, which might make a great difference in a lot of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it's also given each of you somewhere to go with this. You know, if you have questions about it later, you can feel free to email me.
Thanks, Maggie.
Anything
thank
else?
You, Maggie.
Okay. Thank you all.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.